You know, there's nothing quite like the first peach of summer. Feeling that fuzzy surface, juice running down your fingers. There's nothing quite like that peach except maybe the second peach. Dory Sanders knows a thing or two about the fruits of our summers. She grew up on her family farm. She wrote two novels, including a story called Clover that's set on a peach farm. She also wrote a cookbook inspired by the food she grew up with. And all of that can get you thinking on a hot weekend about the link between Dory Sanders' writing and the farm stand where she spent much of her life. And she's joining us from that very farm stand on the side of U.S. Highway 321 in York County, South Carolina. Miss Sanders, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. Wish you were here.
So what do you got at the fruit stand today?
We have at the fruit stand today our wonderful late Red Haven peaches. We have a new peach that's out. It is called Scarlet Pearl. And we have what is known as the early Georgia Belle. And we have fruits and vegetables. And we have tomatoes. And we have watermelons and okra.
Did I just hear? Is that traffic I just heard passing
That is
by?
traffic. We're having a steady stream of customers today, and that's why I'm so happy.
Well, now, Doris Sanders, one of the reasons that we wanted to talk to you is because you grew up on that farm where you're selling
Born
peaches.
and raised right where I'm sitting. As I speak, the geography of the landscape stretches out before me. I've been here a long time.
And how has the farm changed, if at all, over those years?
It has changed, well, a lot, because when we grew up, we didn't have the two tractors at least we have now. I drive a tractor, my brother has a tractor, and we have by far more peaches now than we did before, and the weather has changed along with it. We used to always nearly suffer, maybe every few years, a peach freeze, but now it seems as though it's either a late winter's freeze or hail more commonly, because you know about the many storms we've been having and all of that. And also we are suffering from lack of pollination because of so much rain. Bees couldn't fully pollinate the blossoms. We do have honeybees on the farm, but we don't have as many hives as we had when I was growing up.
I'd never be so rude as to ask your age, but how many years have you been on that farm?
Well, I just like to be modest and say over 69. 60 sounds better than 70, doesn't
Absolutely.
it? But if I say over 69, let's just leave it that
Okay.
way.
After growing up on a peach farm, how'd you turn to writing?
I've always been a reader, a reader, a reader. My daddy in the old days was a rural elementary school principal, and by horse and buggy, he traveled to and fro from his home to a two-room schoolhouse right here in York County, South Carolina. My daddy said, if you read, you can go anywhere because reading takes you everywhere. He said it teases your intellectual curiosity. It makes you see something. It makes you wonder, what if? It makes you question things. It causes your imagination to soar. So because I was a reader, all I had to do was have a single sighting of passing funeral processions to inspire me to become a writer. And exactly how it happened on a hot summer's day, because I'm, as you can hear the traffic, I am right on the highway of Highway 321, and I sit here under the trees and watch the cars go up and down. And on a hot summer's day, I saw two separate funeral processions. From all I could see, everyone in one of them was white. Everyone in one of them was black. From the white funeral procession, I watched a woman cry when they slowed to a complete stop right in front of the driveway where I was sitting, where the farm stand is. And I shared her sadness. She wiped away her tears with a white lace handkerchief. I wiped away my tears with the back of my hand. Later that same day, yet another funeral procession, all black as far as I could see. And a little girl, about 8 or 9 years old, waved a sad little sweeping wave to me with a little cupped hand. And I thought, what if? Just what if that little girl wound up with the woman with whom I shared a sadness? I wondered, what if they were thrown on a peach farm together? Could they make a life? Could they learn to live together? Could they learn to like each other? And do you know the first thing I thought would be a barrier? Would be the food. Because the woman to me looked some kind of rich, and I said, I bet she didn't put sugar much in nothing, especially not her iced tea. And that was what stirred my imagination, what got me really going. So I named the little girl Clover, and I put her with a woman that I thought would never ever learn how to cook grits.
There's a scene early on where a white woman is brought to a South Carolina picnic, a dinner out in the backyard.
With
African Americans, and there's deep fried fish, there's peach walnut cake, and the narrator writes about this white woman who arrives and is fed all this food. Deep down in my heart, I knew before the day was over, Sarah Kate was going to be sick. Sick.
Really sick. Because you see, in that little scene, it's just that if you are not accustomed to this aspect of Southern cooking, giant pots, the big black pots that we used to use for washing clothes in, sort of much like, it'll kind of like take you back to see all of that grease and all of that fish just swimming around in it. If it's not something you are accustomed to, you might get sick just watching it. And all the pies and cakes and different things that go on for all of this is just unbelievable.
All these challenges to overcome, you've got 300 years of human history to deal with, but the big challenge would be the cuisine.
The cuisine! That's what it boiled down to.
So
and
to speak.
Actually, Clover was the stepping stone for me to write a cookbook. Because the only thing seems like I wrote about was food. Someone once said, why do you write so much about food? I said, we didn't have food to talk about at the farm stand in Sanders Pichette in Fibber, South Carolina, York County. We wouldn't have no conversation.
Ms. Sanders, you're out there at the peach stand, at the fruit stand.
Yes.
Do you dare to eat a peach?
Oh, I always want to eat a peach. And listen to this. I will take a chew bite and you will know. Because the juice starts to run down. Because the peaches are so big and really juicy, it has to make that sound.
Dory Sanders is the author of Dory Sanders Country Cooking and the novels Clover and Her Own Place. She spoke to us from her family's fruit stand on the side of U.S. Highway 321 in York County, South Carolina. Ms. Sanders, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, and it was a joy to have this great opportunity.